Relay for Life is around the corner, but there is still work to be done. Since 1999, Relay for Life has been a beacon for Canadians to gather and collectively honor the perseverance and action needed to change the future of cancer. Participants fundraise for cancer research, support services for those living with cancer, and shape health policies, among other things. Organizing the event in Stratford this year is a small committee of people doing a lot of work, according to one newer member, Stephen Medhurst. Medhurst has a personal connection to living with cancer. He was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroendocrine cancer in 2020, a rare form of cancer in the neuroendocrine system of the body. After being diagnosed, his life changed. Once working in the trades, he now writes a blog, "Cancer Won't Run My Life," and has dipped his toes into public speaking. Medhurst told Stratford Today that despite all the good work the relay does for raising awareness, the most important thing for him is the remembrance of those who have passed away from cancer. "The money itself is important," Medhurst assured. "But, it's important to remember the people struggling with cancer or who are gone because of it. Relay for Life is like a spotlight." Medhurst joined the committee this year, saying that he was surprised at just how much work is done in preparation for the event, and how much the community gets involved. Medhurst shared that local businesses have stepped up to support the cause, donating money and resources. "As serious as the topic of cancer is, Medhurst expects to see the community out in strides. As the night progresses, there will be families and kids and music playing. It will be a celebration as much as a day of remembrance." In Stratford, this year's Relay for Life is being held June 10 from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Stratford Intermediate School. There will be a luminary ceremony midway through, allowing participants to honor those lost. Donations can be made on Relay for Life's website, where participants can also register. So far, they have over 100 participants and 20 teams ready to hit the track. Volunteers for the event are also needed. Medhurst suggested that any students wanting to get their community service hours in would find good work at Relay. Overall, Medhurst and the team have high hopes for the evening, and what it will look like. "My hope is that we get a good turnout," Medhurst said. "For me personally, to see a lot of other survivors and just to have a fun, successful event, a fun day of celebration, an emotional day, and all with some fun wrapped up in one."